Well, it's very difficult to talk about Africa as a one only situation. Globally, Africa is the only continent that has been increasing the number of malnourished people since 1990, according to FAO database. But we have also in Africa 11 countries that had already achieved the Millennium Goals 3 years in advance. We awarded those countries in our conference 2 weeks ago in Rome. And this gives us a good sign that Africa, as other continents, can eradicate hunger by 2025. That's the goal that we are now pursuing, going beyond the Millennium Goals to have hunger and completely eradicate it. I believe it is possible in Africa.
Is there any project from FAO to end hunger as early as possible in Africa?
Our project is what we are presenting here in this meeting, 3-day meeting. Partners, we want a unified approach. As we said, we are not reinventing the wheel. There are many ways to approach how to end hunger, but we have seen that the most successful combination that we have in Africa in place now are countries that have improving rural development and agriculture performance. So it's crucial to have more food production, but that's not enough. We have to combine more food production with more access to food. And then we need social protection to be improved also. So social networks are fundamental as increased food production to eradicate hunger in Africa.
How do you explain the political commitment of African leaders to end hunger in Africa?
Well, based on what I see in my travel to Africa, countries are committed. Most of them even have set policies and implemented. They have some constraints on the budget, but not constraints that avoid them to start the process. So we as an international organization, what we need is to improve our cooperation with them, because the political will is there. For the first time in the humanity history, we have those opportunity. The countries that achieved the Millennium Goals in advance have shown that it's possible to do it. We have a very good experience, for example, to pick up a country, Ghana. That's one of the most successful. But not only Ghana that has natural resources in abundance. We have also Djibouti, that's a small country that proved that it's possible to reduce hunger quickly and improve food security. And we have small island states like St. Tomé and Príncipe that also have improved this situation. So there are different countries in different ways that proved that we can do it.